Welcome to Let's Talk Golf. I'm your host, Penny Gaylor. Welcome everybody to another episode of Let's Talk Golf. I'm your host, Penny Gaylor, and today's special guest is Graham Bongard. Welcome to the show, Graham. You're very involved in the Ōtaki Golf Club, and let's have a bit of a yarn about the club.
Yes, sure.
And all things golf.
Right.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Great. Well, this is a pretty new show, and just looking at, you know, don't we all love golf? And
sure,
those who don't yet, just haven't yet played it.
That's right.
They haven't been bitten by the bug
yet. That's exactly right. In fact, it's a beautiful day today, and I should be up playing golf, but I'm not. I'm here.
Oh, right. Well, this is just a little interview, and then you can crack into it. How long have you been playing golf?
Well, it depends what you mean playing golf. I played a little bit as a youngster, but not much. And then, I mean, I've been living in Ōtaki since 1985, and I was actually more involved with cricket and cricket administration, and playing cricket. My children, both my sons, played cricket, and I really didn't turn to golf until I gave up playing and coaching cricket. So really only in the last 25 years or so.
Only 25
years.
Okay.
Yes, about the turn of the century. I thought, no, I'm getting too old for cricket. So I took up golf and really started to enjoy it.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And then I got involved with the administration side as well. So
right.
That's good. Yeah.
So let's dive into that admin side, because like all sports, there's lots of us who play, and then behind the scenes there's a whole lot of people giving a whole lot of time and energy and knowledge looking after things for us and setting up competitions. But, you know, with golf, you're actually running a facility.
Yes.
So how does that work these days when we're all very mindful of, you know, what's just a local club? You know, I'm assuming run on the smell of an oily rag.
Yep.
You have to employ people because it's very, you know, actually having a beautiful, well-kept 18-hole course like Ōtaki. What's involved and who's the staff there, and how's it all run for you these days?
Well, I guess the first thing is, as you mentioned, is the quality of the course is the most important. And so we're very fortunate. We've had the same groundskeeper for, or course manager now for 25 years, pretty well, Jamie Lampler, and he does a wonderful job, and he's got a good crew with him.
Yes.
So we're, you know, there are three or four permanently employed people working on the course itself. Then, of course, you've got your administration staff in the club rooms, and Tony Vincent's our manager. He's been there for a couple of years now, and he does a great job. So we're very fortunate in that way. But as you say, behind the scenes, there are a lot of people working, volunteering, to keep it going, and that's part of what I do as well. When I first came into the club, when I came back from Singapore, I was teaching there for 7 years and came back in 2015, 10 years ago. I was asked to be, because I was a teacher, they said, you can take over junior golf. So I started.
Oh, obviously.
So I started running the junior golf program, took over from Jamie Prentice, and ran that. And of course, what it's the old story, when you do something like that, then you automatically go onto the golf committee, and then when you go on the golf committee, you become chair of that, then you go on the management committee. So before you know it, you're just doing, you know, you're just there doing everything you can for golf, and you do it because of, it's A, it's you enjoy the game, B, you enjoy the company of the people, and C, the environment, of course. So that's the key things behind it all, and to get away from home sometimes. Don't tell my wife.
No jobs.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, I did a whole lot of jobs myself the other day at home on a Sunday, and then I went, I'm now going to get away from home myself, and I went and did a round.
That's good.
It was great.
Yeah. Actually, my wife does play now, so I've talked her into it, so she goes out and plays too. So we don't often play together on the golf course, but, you know, she's really enjoying it. And, so it's just a game. As I say, it's a game for all ages, stages, and wages. Even.
Yes.
Because, you know, we do try and keep as much as we can, keep the costs of playing as low as possible. It's, you know, I was thinking about it the other day at Ōtaki. If you're a full member, it's about $3 a day, all right, which is half a cup of coffee when you think about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do our best, and we have different levels of involvement. There's nine holers. Obviously, they won't pay the same as the 18 holers. Then we have age limit, age levels to under 31, under 26. So we're trying to keep it going, you know, keep it affordable for as many people as possible.
Yes, I've certainly noticed that. I joined as a nine-holer and then just did that summer membership going, oh, is this a five-minute wonder?
Yeah.
Not. So, you know, have joined in full-time.
Yeah.
Also, I had teens who took it up over summer. I noticed a lot of young people around the Ōtaki community, a lot of these lads taking it up over summertime. So instead of gaming together from one another's houses, they were golfing together.
Yes.
Revolutionary.
Isn't that great? It is. It's amazing. I'll never forget one day my 12-year-old came home from golf, and because we used to just drop him off at the course, and you know, as he was learning. And he came home one day and he said to me, you know, Dad, he said, you know those old people on the golf course? They're really interesting.
Mm.
And I thought, well, from a 12-year-old to say that, I thought there's something, you know, there's something great about that going on there, that you do get intergenerational mix.
Yes.
You know, the youngsters playing with the older men and so on and so forth. And, yeah, it's there's a lot of that going on now, which is great.
Yes.
In fact, interestingly, since COVID, really, I think that's had a huge, you know, we all struggled, of course, when we had to close the courses and so on.
Yeah.
But after that, I think people recognise the beauty of getting outside in a safe environment, the beauty of the golf courses. Golf took off for young people incredibly. And that's not just in Ōtaki or even in the Kapiti Coast. It's right through New Zealand. In fact, it's right through the world.
Mm.
Golf has just grown exponentially.
Yes, you can, you know, there's all sorts of people getting involved. I'm enjoying all the different kind of conversations I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, across, you know, up with older people, with younger people, you know, to actually be able to do a sport outing with my teenage sons.
Yes.
Because I can't run as fast as them, and I can't play football with them, and all this sort of carry on. So it's a real joy in that way.
That's right. And in fact, golf is designed to do that. I mean, my oldest is on a scratch handicap.
Wow.
So, but I'm competitive with him because of the handicap system.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So I'm on about a 16 at the moment. I'm no golfer, but you know, when we play, it's close, and that's good. That's how it should be. And there's not many sports that you can do that and be competitive, you know, with such an age difference or a difference of ability.
Yes. Well, and having recently watched the U.S. Open. Are going, they're in the rough like I do.
Exactly.
Oh, another bunker. Ow, I know how that hurts.
Yes.
And they have a lot, of course, they have a lot more bunkers.
Yeah, they certainly did on that course, didn't they?
Bunkers.
But, I mean, and that's the thing, you can see the pressure they're under. We, you know, if I'm putting for a $5 prize, you get nervous. You know, these guys are putting for incredible
hours.
But it just shows you that it's, the game is a tough one mentally if you let it be tough.
There was a comment from one of the commentators saying, you know, it's such and such percentage skill and such and such percentage attitude.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, yeah, you know, because everybody who's there has got the skill, but on the day or across the 4 days or 3 days, it was about the attitude and the mental steel.
Yes, you know, sometimes you watch these people, you just wonder how on earth they do it. I was talking to Kevin Smith, who's a professional golf coach here in Ōtaki, and I said to him he took me for a few lessons, and I was having difficulties with my golf, and I said to him, look, Kevin, how come? Because I played cricket, and I was quite a good cricketer, and, you know, I could react. Cricket balls go high, they vary in height, they vary and they can move off the seam, they can do all sorts of things, and I could play that. But I said, this blimmin' golf ball sitting there, it's stagnant. And and he said, that's the difference. He said, cricket and most sports are reactive sports, where you're actually reacting at the last minute.
Yes.
Golf is not at all, and it's all from the brain. That ball sits there, you've got to address it, and you're thinking, and it's these thoughts that go with you and through your arms. You can feel yourself tighten up if you get nervous. Things like that.
Oh, there's a million different things.
It's crazy. It's a crazy sport.
Yes.
And, I think that's why people love it too, because, you know, the average golfer, say, for example, on an 18 handicap, all right, let's say they're an average golfer, they have the ability, if things go well, to actually score par on every hole, if not a birdie on every hole.
Yes.
You never do it, but But it's there. It can be done.
It's so well, it's the reason why you all buy a lotto ticket, isn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, it is.
Today could be the day.
Yeah, but there's probably more chance, to be honest, with golf than you get it. The other day I managed to hit a ball. I hit it at the second on a par four, and it just went straight along the ground and hit the pin and went straight into the hole. You know? And, I mean, that's ridiculous. But it's just the way golf is.
And it can happen.
Yeah.
And so Kevin Smith, I've had some lessons with him as well. Just want to mention him because he's an asset to the club.
Oh, absolutely. He's one of New Zealand's top golf coaches. And to have him, he lives in Ōtaki.
Mm.
And so we employ him in our junior golf program, so he's coaching all our juniors. And we've the last 3 years, we have won the Eagles Wellington Young Golfer of the Year Award, and through Riley Moy did it twice, and Ned Butler did it last year. So, you know, these kids are coming through with good coaching. Mm. That's what I wished I'd had.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, and Ned, Ned won Sportsman of the Year at the Ōtaki College last year. I think that might have helped with the young lads from the Ōtaki College kind of going, oh, we might play some golf this summer. And certainly having paid the subscription for my two, very good value for money. You know, for all the golf they played over summertime, it was very good value.
Great
for that. So Kevin, also, you know, just let's do some name dropping for him, because he actually has done coaching of some real up-and-comers people who have arrived in their golf careers.
Daniel Hillier.
Yes, who was in the New Zealand team at the Olympics last year, did very well. So, and he's obviously, I guess still got a relationship there. He sort of mentioned, I was talking to Daniel. And you go, wow.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, no, he's fantastic. And he's really good with young people too. He's just got that personality that comes across, and the kids just enjoy his company, and he has good laughs, but he's also showing them correct ways, which is so important when they're young. Because the other thing is, you know, if we can get our youngsters to learn to play golf when they're 10, 12, 15, they'll play with their grandparents when they're 65, 70.
Yes.
You know, it's a game for life, which is, there aren't many like that. He's
got a great way as a coach. Mm. You know, you don't feel embarrassed. The very, very first time I had a lesson with him last August, and I turned up and he said, oh, well, where are your clubs? And I went, oh, no, I don't have any clubs. I really am starting out. I really just want to see if I'd like to have a go. And after the first lesson, because he just has a great calm way with him, made me feel like, yeah, I could do this. And I went, yep. So I went out and bought some clubs.
That's Kevin through and through. He's superb.
Yes. So, you know, we've got some, great young names in there of lads who are doing good things, you know, representing the club at across the Wellington region. Mm. And so then how many teams do you actually have competing?
We have about 10 in total. There are, I think it's 7 men's teams and 3 women's teams. And then we're talking inter-club here.
Mm-hmm.
And we won 3 of them. The men won 4 of the 7 competitions throughout the Wellington region this year, which is unheard of. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yes.
And the women won. They're leading the 9 holders at the moment, and they've still got 2 rounds to play. So, strength has come through, and there's a great deal of enthusiasm. And, of course, when people see that, people become attracted to want to join the club and so on. So we're getting other players saying, this is a club that's going places. Let's join.
Mm, that's great. And, you know, there's that 19th hole that has a lovely deck looking back over the course.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, you can sit out there afterwards and just, it's funny, you then keep talking the golf.
You
debrief.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're looking at that card and going, oh, yes, that number 7, if I just,
that's right.
One less and we would have been that close.
And the other thing is that many people just talk about the camaraderie within the clubhouse too, the people in Ōtaki, those who play there. You know, golf has had a bit of a stigma, I guess, about being a bit, up sort of thing. But it isn't. And, well, certainly at Ōtaki, we're all very friendly and very sociable, and we don't have the strict, force people have to wear collars and hats and things in the club rooms, this sort of stuff. It's very relaxed.
Yes.
And I think much more attuned to what our young people expect now and
yes.
And enjoy now.
Yes, I find when you're playing there, you know, you always spot somebody you know
yeah.
as a local, and it is. It's a real mix of different people I know from around our community. And then, you know, just thinking, for example, back earlier this year now, which month was it? Was it February? We had the Sam Doyle Memorial
That's right, yes.
Golf Tournament.
Yes.
I got to play in that.
Good on you.
It was a great day. It was really good fun and support. This year the funds were raised to support the Rahui Rugby Club.
And the Leukemia Foundation, of course, the money went to that too, which
and
is good.
Yes, so that was the second time the club had run that.
That's
seem
right.
to have quite a lot of things going on with with visitors from out of town doing things. So it's quite a great way for people to kind of get together, raise some money, or have a business group come and do something.
That's right. It's as our numbers have grown, I mean, we're over 600 members now. So you do get more pressure on the course. And so there is a balance between inviting groups in and, you know, because if you do that, then you're stopping or preventing perhaps some of your own members from playing. There's always that little bit of balance that's needed. But I think we've got it pretty close to being right. And, you know, things like the Sam Doyle one. Sam is, you know, a really well-known person in Ōtaki, and tragically life ended too short for him.
Way
and,
too soon,
it was, you know, our way of giving back to the community and so forth, and to the family too. So, and we do that for a number of others as well. So it's really good.
Yes, and there was just a lot of kind of chaps who obviously were mates of his, sports mates of his, and then the younger ones who had been coached by him.
That's right.
I had the pleasure to play with Sam's widow Tracy, and. You know, special for a family to see that their loved ones, you know, remembered.
That's
and all
right.
those people who came and had a great day together. So it was a great event.
Yes, it was. I actually taught Sam too when he was at college. So.
Oh, because you were an English teacher at
Ōtaki
College.
Yes, I was. Yes. So I remember him very, very well.
Yes.
Lovely man. Yeah.
Lovely. So those sort of things are going on. So back to the actual maintenance and upkeep of the course, because, you know, you've got all these different surfaces, and there's actually, you know, quite a few people involved. There's whenever you're playing, there's always somebody's doing something.
Yes.
And there's always, you know, thankfully some trees going out. And I'm kind of like, I'll play and I'll go, I think there was a tree here last time. Did I take it out?
Well, that's always controversial when we take down a tree. You'll get people who are the opposite view saying, oh, don't take them out. But it's a balance. Some of the trees are getting old, and the danger of them falling and branches falling. You know, we don't take trees out that are just because they're trees and they shouldn't. You know, there's always a reason for it. And, it's something that is important in terms of the looks of the club and the way it is. We're trying to, it's more of a linksy course now than a Parklands course, but it's not fully linked. But, we have separate committees. The course development and course management committee is one, and they do a lot of the work. And then the women come along and do a lot of the work in the gardens and so forth too. So you're getting you know, people from all areas and all sectors coming in to help and volunteer, and that's just superb.
Yes, I was playing.
We couldn't do without it.
I was playing in the nine holers recently, and Jill Ludlam was teamed up with me, and she was saying, oh, those trees there, her and Len had donated them.
Yes,
and I was like, you know, this is the locals. To me that was like, yeah, this is the locals' course,
isn't
it?
That's right, yes. Oh, yes. Yep, we renamed one of the holes, the hole number 5 recently. We renamed it the Grey, called it Greys, because the Grey family has had a huge history in Ōtaki and at the golf course particularly. And so, it's nice to recognise the historical values of these groups too.
Yes,
yeah.
that's the tricky one, where if you go off to the left, you've got to climb the fence and go into the paddock, and hopefully it's not landed in a mess.
And the Greys never hit it over there. They were too good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not me either.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a sneaky one. The closer you get to the, you've got this lovely big wide open space, and it just seems to
it's
take...
It's inviting, isn't it?
It's very inviting.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favourite? Do you have favourite holes there?
I have holes that are my least favourite.
Well,
which is
yes.
Generally the par threes, actually, funnily enough, because I think a par three requires more... accuracy off the tee,
mm-hmm.
and whereas you know the big par fours and fives, you can go offline a bit, and it doesn't maybe hopefully it doesn't cause you too much concern. So, I love the fifth hole. I think it's a great one. Grey, it's and the hole number one, the gap between you've got to get
yes.
through that gap,
oh,
things
yes.
like that. Yeah, they're all interesting.
Yes.
They're all different, and that's the key to making a golf course interesting and worthwhile. Yeah.
Yes,
we're very fortunate.
I met Jamie recently, and I said to him, "Now, I was wondering about the bunkers." And he said, "Well, you know, you need it." I said, "I just want some fluffy bunkers because I seem to be a bit foiled by them." And he said, "Oh, well, it's people need to rake them."
Yes,
you see, so
yes.
maybe we talk about that a little bit, but encourage people to rake them because that helps with the fluffiness.
Yeah, well, it certainly makes it easier, and in terms of if your ball lands in the bunker and it's already in someone else's footmark, it can be very difficult to get out.
Oh yes,
and you're not allowed to make changes. So, yeah, the bunkers are always tough. It's a different skill to get out of them, one which I haven't quite acquired yet. But We have some fairly hard sand in them, which is probably not the greatest, but that's the way it is.
Mm.
And if you get in there, you just got to get out. It's your fault.
Well, and you have to like make the, you know, how often have I hit one and then gone, oh, okay, should I be thinking about this tactically? And
yes,
going,
yeah.
Do I need to go straight to the pin because that's not working?
That's right. It's a very tactical game, golf. You know, you've got to know your own strengths and your own weaknesses to know where, as you say, to put your next shot or hopefully to put your next shot and so on. So, yeah, that's part of the beauty of it. It gets your brain going as well as your body.
Yes, that's what I found. As I've taken it on, because I'm a goal setter and I can break the game down.
Yes.
And then, you know, I played hockey and tennis, so you have, you know, one weapon.
Mm.
And then you've got golf and you've got, wow, your starter kit's nine.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why Kevin was really helpful at the get-go and actually doing a round with him after a few lessons to help with golf choice.
Yes.
Golf club choice.
Golf club choice, yes.
And that's why I find now watching golf on TV and suddenly it used to be like watching, you know, what, paint dry?
Yeah.
Now I'm listening and I'm going, oh, what club? You know, what club out of the rough there?
Yeah,
yes.
That's true. And you get a lot of hints from the commentators too, because they're all experienced golfers, and they'll say things. You think, oh yeah, okay, I could take that on board.
Yes.
And the other thing, of course, with TV is now they've got the sophisticated tracers and things. You can see where the ball goes. You're not just sort of looking up in the sky and saying, where the heck's that gone? So that makes it more interesting to look at as well. So, yeah.
And I note a lot of people like Kevin and people say to me, you know, they like to watch the women's golf.
Absolutely.
Because they're the good with the technical, whereas men, you know, because of the physiology, can just, you know,
just whack
hoof the ball.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, they are. The women, I think, are great to watch because, as you say, they're technically very efficient. And, yeah, it's just wonderful to see it. And, you know, for the average golfer, it's probably more like, you know, I can't hit like by Bryson DeChambeau or anything like that. Well, I can't hit like Lydia Ko either. But, you know, it is. It's much nicer to, I find it too, to watch the women. Although I enjoy doing both.
Yes, yes. And, of course, you know, they're all playing on different courses. Mm, I mean, I just love the walking out in the countryside and, you know, being out in the fresh air. Mm. Of course, you know, when you're heading towards the fourth there at Ōtaki, you kind of, you know, the whiff of baleage.
Yes.
From the year old, you got dairy farms.
That's right.
And there's some ostriches.
There's some ostriches, yes. They'll be eaten away, yeah.
It's hard case.
It's great, isn't it? And the birds and the trees and that, you know, the sound of the birds and all that.
And
you just think, wow. Even if your game is not going well, you think,
look around.
What the heck?
Yep.
You know, it's just great to be out here.
Yes.
And You know, so many people say, how are you today? Oh, good, I'm better to be above the ground than not, some of these.
Oh, yes. No, you always have a little bit of a yarn. Yeah, that's somebody right. Just a little like, you know, hi there, da-da-da. So question I'd like to ask everybody who comes on this show, if you could play a round with any pro golfer, who would it be and where would you want to play?
Oh, goodness. Probably Rory McIlroy.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah. It's probably because, you know, I go to Ireland a bit with my son living there, but I'm a great admirer of his. Weir or Tucky?
Yes.
I'd like to play him on my home course.
Is that a power play?
I just need some advantage. Yes. Knowing the course. No, I'd love to actually see some of these top golfers playing at Ōtaki just to see how. I came down and watched Tiger Woods at Paraparaunu, and he only just made the cut there.
Really? Oh, yes. God. Imagine if he hadn't.
Yes, that was what they were very worried about. But he did make it and then went on, of course. He didn't win, but it'd be great to see some of these top golfers, see how they actually handle our course, because we know our own limitations and how we handle it, but these guys can do a lot more probably and open up the course in quite a different way, I think.
Yes. So, and imagine the thrill of actually being able to say to Rory, oh, look, this number six here, this is how I shoot it there, and then it rolls down the hill. Shoot it straight, then I roll, then bounces a couple of times, rolls onto the green. That's my trick, just to give you that hint of green. Yeah. You could like what would the hole would you give him a good tip on?
Well, I don't think I don't think he'd need too many of my tips, to be perfectly honest. No, I don't know really. Number 13, he'd have to. No, he'd just drive over the top. No, I don't know.
Yeah. But it would be great, wouldn't it?
It would be just magnificent, yeah.
And, it'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. So glad that you're keen to show him the Ōtaki Club. It's really good to have you here and just be hearing about all that's going on at the club. Mm-hmm. So, and aside it being a beautiful club, hearing that there are so many people, you know, coming out, playing there, their members, they're visiting from out of town and participating and enjoying it, and that's great. And that's so good for the town too. You know, you think about, absolutely, there's always an economic flow on from that, isn't there? Mm.
Yes, I think with the expressway, you know, having been opened and that, a lot of people now are travelling up to play. It's quicker to get here now. And the club is certainly growing in numbers and just becoming more popular, which is great.
That's brilliant. Yeah. So anything I can, if there's anything you want to say before we wrap the show up today, you've got a website, which is a really good website with, you know, how you can become a member. You have tours of it on there. All the green fees are really clearly set out, and then there's that electronic booking program, which is really easy to use, I have to say.
That's right, it's all up and running now, and we're continuing to try and keep on top of the technology as it goes, but just come up and enjoy the company of our locals and enjoy the course. It is a superb course. The average golfers would love it, and good golfers love it too.
Yes. No,
and learners love it as well. Although some of the rough is pretty rough.
Well,
you're
just
in there, too bad.
Just, you know, get out of it.
That's right.
Well, don't go in there.
Yeah, exactly.
What were you thinking?
That's golf.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for coming along and talking about golf with me. It's been great fun. Thank you. And good luck for your next round.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. I'm Penny Gaylor, and we'll catch you next time.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.